So he is a jealous God. It means that he cannot share you with anybody else. If you choose to worship an image or a particular location, an altar, if you choose to localize him so that you believe he is only here, which was true of the Old Testament, he will not be happy with you. In the Old Testament, he allowed them to worship in a particular place in Jerusalem. He allowed them to reduce, to have the Ten Commandments in a box. And they called that the Ark. But they knew, we are told very clearly what is inside. There's nothing, God is not there. But his presence could come to that particular place. So the Ark was his representation. But in the new, he says, didactic instruction. You shall not worship me in Jerusalem. You shall not worship me in this mountain. You shall worship me in spirit and truth. So the instructions are clear. But then, in addition to that, you look now at the history of the church, and you see they did not bother. They met in people's houses. God heard their prayers. They met in the catacombs when they were being persecuted. God heard. Of course, we have now become rich and have big buildings. And we seem to think that God is there because of the kind of buildings you are putting up. But the instructions have not changed. The Bible remains the same. Though that to truly worship him will not worship a location. They will worship in spirit and truth. So when you meet in that magnificent church, praise the Lord. It's good to worship in comfort. But do not worship any less when you're in a bush or when you're in your place of work amongst swearing people who are evil. Right in their midst, you still can be in the spirit of worship because he is spirit and truth.